Welcome to the Nardi Realty Podcast with Robert Nardi. Hey there, Charlie McDermott. I am back in the Nardi studio. I'm here with Robert. Robert, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Charlie. It's finally 83 degrees outside, so that's really happy. I'm very happy right now.
I feel like we earned this one. My goodness, I'm here in February, and it's been not the greatest weather for this time of the year.
No, it's been very cool. And then, you know, I don't remember any weather like this for like the past 6 years. I mean, it's always been very warm during the wintertime here. So to have some of these temperatures and the evening temperatures and the winds. Now I think hopefully we're past it now, and hopefully we'll just be, you know, when I first moved here, the weather was so consistent. It was like always in the high 70s, low 80s, low humidity. And in fact, when I used to turn the knob to go to a different TV station, all the weather people were aboard because it was just sunny and, you know, yes. Sunny every day of the week. So interesting how over 20 years now I've been here, how the weather has changed. So,
yeah. Well, I love your topic for today. And I'm going to call this the crystal ball episode, because I'm going to ask you to pull out that magic crystal ball and look into the future. But in all seriousness, you know, I know, and I talked to a lot of people that they're in that, what do I do moment with real estate, right? You know, whether it's buy, sell. And so love to tap into your crystal ball and hear your thoughts on where we're at, where the market's going. How's that sound?
Sounds great. So, everyone like I talk to on the street really talks about how they're concerned about we're going to have like another fallout, or all of the gains that we've made over the past 2 years really will start to dissipate and go down again. And they keep on going back to the market of 2005, 6, and 7. And I just tell people we've been always undervalued, and I think we're just playing catch up right now. And I believe that the gains that have been made will remain. And I believe over time, though, things will just go up the usual 3% a year. You're not going to get the 30s and 40% anymore. And that's my crystal ball at this point. But you're going to get a beautiful home in a beautiful area and have beautiful weather. But I don't believe it's going to increase the 30 to 40% that we've seen. It's interesting how it has evolved too. The assurance is that everybody who purchases here, and especially in Collier County and Lee County and all of them, that can they really afford to purchase? Well, anybody that's purchasing now is either cash or they are getting a mortgage. But the mortgage, the underwriting process is so difficult right now, as far as they're very thorough. So people get kind of, even some of my buyers get resentful. It's like, oh, they wanted to know why I moved $1,000 out of this account and went into the other account. And they're very much so, it's a microscope now. But the good news is all those people that they approve to buy can afford to buy. You know, years ago during the recession, 2005, 6, 7, they did a lot of no-doc loans. And because of that, you know, like they would say, oh, you're a plumber, and plumber salaries can range from back then from $50,000 to $250,000. But if you want to buy this house at $500,000, you make $250,000, don't you? And people would say, yes, I make that. You know, so there was no documentation. And then the banks were also had their own appraisers. So there was a little collusion happening with the banks at that point, because what was happening is that if they would sell something, they would get pressure from the bank to make sure that appraisal would be met. Now what happens is that those appraisers are in a pool of appraisers, and they're randomly selected. They're not, you know, it's like a cards that you just kind of pick a card and whoever's up is up. So there is no collusion. So really, I assure people that we're not going to have like another, you know, debacle in the real estate market. People who are purchasing can afford to purchase. And so that's the good news. But over the past 2 years, it's interesting enough that when COVID first hit in March of 2020, I actually got very busy. People were purchasing, but people only wanted to purchase single family homes. It was very, very funny how the market back then was, because why? Because you don't share common elements. They didn't want condominiums because they didn't want to share common elements. They didn't want to share a common pool, a common elevator, and any of that. But over the past 2 years now that COVID is starting to dissipate somewhat, I mean, it's not as rampant as it was in the beginning. And yes, we're still having these variants. It is now shifting to condominiums. Now, condominiums are a very hot item. And why are they such a hot item is because of the price point. You know, people can come down and get a condominium right now, you know, somewhere ranging anywhere from $200,000 to $300,000. Where if they're looking at single family homes with pools, now we're talking, you know, $500,000 at least or up. So now the condo market has just been on fire now ever since COVID has dissipated. And it gives the affordability towards these people. Now, people say, well, you know, the demand still as high? Well, the demand is still high. It definitely is. And the problem is that our supply is very, very low. I just looked today, and in Collier County, Naples proper, not including Marco Island, there is like 824 units available for sale. That's remarkable because usually over two years ago, we were at somewhere between 5,000 and 6,000 units, and the demand was a lot less. So yes, the demand is still very high, but unfortunately, we're not doing the high numbers of volume now because we just don't have the inventory. But one, you know, I don't deter people from buying, but I mean, every once in a while, you'll get something that's really wonderful, and you just got to jump on it too. So that's the other thing with this market, and that's why it's so important that you deal with a realtor. And you know, I do all these drip campaigns for people. And basically, when something comes on the market, they're immediately notified. I'm immediately notified. I go out, I take a video, and you know, and if it's something that works within their budget and it's something that they like, we'll put an offer in. But you need somebody on that side of the coin to act quickly. And you also need a realtor, especially with the negotiations these days, to help you out as well with the other with the seller. So it's really important to have some type of representation in this market for sure. And as far as demand, it's not going to go away because, first of all, we have subtropical weather here. That's huge. You know, think about it. I mean, where else do you have subtropical weather? I mean, Key West and in the United States. I mean, Key West and Marco Island's a little farther down and so forth and so on. But really, there's no other place on earth that has this weather. Secondly, you know, the state of Florida has no state tax. I mean, it's really attractive for a lot of these people who are getting taxed, especially in the northern states. Like, I know I get a lot of complaints from New Jersey people, New York, Massachusetts. Not only is their state taxes high, but they're also their real estate taxes. Real estate taxes are very high. Our real estate taxes in Collier County is 1.25%. Those are the lowest real estate taxes in the state of Florida. So we have that, yes, and we have that going for us. And then even our sales tax isn't outrageous. It's 6% plus a 1% surtax, and we're at 7%. So I kind of feel like we are always going to have demand. And that's why when people say, oh, should I buy or shouldn't I buy? I tell people you should buy if everything works out for you as far as placement of the home, the price point that you feel comfortable with. I don't have any fear about buying because there is going to be demand here. Because we do truly, and I know this is a paraphrase, but we truly live in paradise. So, and people now, even employers, because of the different variants that have come out too, have said, no, you're not going to be back. Now you're no longer going to be back to work. You're just going to be working remotely. So so people are like, why do I need to be in the snow and the cold when I can work in somewhere sunny and beautiful, less taxes, you know? And have a better way of life in a way versus the snow and the cold. So that's what's happening.
Wow. So insightful. And, you know, it makes complete sense, especially the part about, you know, this is a limited commodity. I mean, where we live, Southwest Florida or Southern Florida, I mean, I lived in California for a period of time and I was surprised. I expected to be warm and sunny and, you know, certain times of the year, it's way too warm. I mean, you're talking, you know, you get those Santa Ana winds and it's in the, you know, three figure range. And then other times it was quite chilly. But, you know, other than that, it's, You're right. There's nothing like it here. So,
and even so, like even with you know, even on the West Coast of California, you have mudslides, you have earthquakes, you have fires. You know, here, yes, we have hurricanes. We've had, you know, three significant hurricanes over the past 16, 17 years now. But, you know, you get a lot of time to prepare. I mean, it's not like it's going to come up on you. So you have time to prepare. And so, I mean, I kind of think that that's also attractive. The fact that, yes, we deal with all these terrible things that happen, but like you have time to prepare. So that's another good thing about living in Florida.
Yeah, it's funny. It brings back memories. When I lived in California, I experienced my first earthquake, and it was early in the morning. There were people outside walking their dog and doing their stuff. And I was like, oh, my God, earthquake, earthquake. And didn't faze anyone. They just kept walking their dog. And,
right, you know, right.
Yeah, every other week occurrence here. Well, this has been awesome. I really appreciate the look into the future. And I know this is really going to be helpful to folks. And I'm with you. You know, I've said this to Barb, my wife, a number of times. You know, if we were coming down here just now from Pennsylvania versus 7 years ago, you know, for me, it's a quality of life decision. You know, whether I time the market perfectly and all that, it has nothing to do with it. You know, it's I know that living here is going to be a heck of a lot better experience. And then, you're right, with the taxes and even the cost of living, I found, you know, for we came from outside Philadelphia, and I couldn't get over the difference in the cost of living here, right. Food cost and gas and so forth. So fingers crossed that we continue to lead the field in all those areas, and especially the weather now that the 80-degree days are back.
Back, yay.
Well, Robert, thank you for sharing all that. And we'll look forward to the next
thank
episode.
Thank you, Charlie. Yep, looking forward to our next session.
Thank you for listening to the Nardi Realty Podcast with Robert Nardi. To learn more about Nardi Realty, go to www.buynaples.net. That's buy, B-U-Y, Naples, NAPLES.net, or call 239-293-3592.